Here's a thought. Well, this could actually be a fairly lengthy discussion, and perhaps another time we'll try that. But for right now, it's just a thought. I'll title, Your Philosophy of Photography. Whether or not we're aware of it, we do have a philosophy of photography and the way we pursue photography and what it is that we try to make. I find a lot of photographers don't give much thought to this because they're so concerned about the mechanical and chemical and technical aspects of photography. And those, of course, don't need a philosophical basis as their foundation. The only thing that's needed for the chemical and mechanical aspects of photography, of course, is science. And it's not surprising if we think about it that photography was invented in the early 1800s during a flowering of scientific pursuit and invention. The more we understand about the science and the mechanical and the technical aspects of photography, the more that helps us develop our craft. But the aesthetic aspects of making images employ a philosophical foundation we may or may not be aware of. And I would propose that it's important to spend at least a little bit of time thinking about this for our own work, because that'll help us make decisions about what we need to do next, what we need to pursue, what's valuable, what's not. It goes on and on. So let me ask a few questions that will lead us towards a philosophical understanding of why we pursue photography. Why do you make pictures? Are you interested in photography because you want to share something about your perception of the truth? Or is it to promote beauty? Or to attain some measure of immortality through the artifacts you leave behind? Do you hope to contribute to culture or even history? Or are you fully satisfied with just having fun with photography, and that's as much as you hope for? It's a pleasant hobby. That in itself is a philosophical foundation for doing photography. It's entertaining. And for a lot of us, it's that plus some other components, like maybe leaving something behind for our friends and our children and our offspring. However you think about your relationship with photography, I would propose that you do have a philosophical foundation, and that knowing what that philosophical foundation is can be very useful. I'm not sure understanding your philosophical foundation for why you photograph will make better photography, but it will make more efficient use of the time you do have, which is obviously quite limited, because we have other responsibilities in life. But with the little time that we have for pursuing our artwork, if we understand why we want to photograph, what we're hoping to accomplish, what the foundational basis is of all of our efforts, it'll help us avoid, some dead ends, some useless efforts, some wasting of time. Rather than thinking about philosophy, it can be simpler and just as useful to think about subjects. What is it that you want to photograph? What are the subjects that excite you photographically, and why? I spent quite a bit of time in my youth photographing buildings until I realized that I really wasn't interested in architecture at all. What fascinated me about buildings, particularly abandoned buildings, was not their structure, not how they were built, but why someone chose to build it there, why it's now abandoned. It was the people that had a relationship with the building that fascinated me. And I stopped taking pictures of doors and windows and facades and exteriors because I discovered, from a philosophical point of view, it was what happened inside buildings that really lit my creative fires. Maybe it's a little bit of an overstatement to call that a philosophical approach to photography, but it was asking questions about my photography in order to understand better why I was interested in it and what I wanted to do with my photography. That's what helped me think about what subjects counted, what mattered, what I really wanted to spend my time doing. So we don't necessarily have to become philosophers, intellectuals, academics, to do better photography or to do more pointed and directed photography. but it can help if we spend a little time trying to understand the philosophical foundations of our artistic efforts.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.